The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
From subtle flirting to commenting on a social media post, what exactly is micro-cheating and could you be guilty of it? Michelle Flynn is a psychotherapist and founder of An Cri Beag, and she's here. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Claire. Delighted to be here.
Relatively new term, isn't it? Micro-cheating. And it'll mean different things to different people, won't it?
It will, Claire. I mean, it is a relatively new term, but it has been around for a long time. So in our day, we would have called it something like, you know, emotional fidelity or emotional cheating. So I think it's been coined by the Gen X generation as such. Mm-hmm. And that's probably because they are big into platforms like TikTok and Instagram and online dating. And I suppose most relationships nowadays are starting online or digitally. So, it's been coined, I think, by the younger generation, but it's certainly been around for a long time.
So if it is all linked to social media, has a lot of it to do with liking posts, commenting on posts, and is that seen as getting involved with somebody on some sort of level?
Yeah, I mean, it's not only linked to social media, but I guess we see it a lot now because of the access to social media. So like you're saying, Claire, liking people's posts, commenting on their stories, you know, for example, even the online dating world, you know, where your partner might keep their profile, you know, live or active, even now they're in a relationship with you, you know, with text messaging and WhatsApp. It's much easier now, I guess, to get away with these subtle breaches of trust that like ultimately erode the trust in the relationship.
But that's not subtle though, is it, if you keep your dating profile up?
No, that's actually not subtle at all.
Because what you're saying there is, you're grand, but if someone better comes along, I'm gone.
Yeah, you're kind of keeping somebody on the sidelines, you know. And like, really, it is about, like, it's never nothing, you know, if somebody is going to engage in this kind of behaviour. There's always a kind of underlying thing that's happening below the surface. So often what we'd see is, you know, people that have that need for validation, you know, maybe they're bored in their normal routine or there's been a change. So, for example, maybe they've become parents for the first time or, you know, they're moving into later stages of life. It might be unmet emotional needs, you know, feeling disconnected, not having the intimacy that they crave in the relationship, you know, feeling maybe underappreciated, not valued. So, you know, there's often something deeper below the surface that's happening when we see this kind of.
And it also happens in the workplace as well, you know, and in all of the articles that have been written about micro-cheating, they talk about communication involving anything other than work.
Okay,
can come under that heading as well of micro-cheating.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I've heard it described as like the work wife or the work husband.
Yeah.
And there's varying, you know, attitudes towards that. I think it's really important to think about this in terms of like what feels comfortable for you in your relationship. You know, what are the boundaries? Because every relationship is going to be different, Claire, you know, and going to have different boundaries. You know, some couples might be completely happy to be in an open relationship and maybe that's fine and that's healthy within that dynamic to be texting or flirting or, you know, having these ongoing talks. For another couple or for another partner in that couple, that might feel completely unsafe and make them feel very insecure. So it's really important to have these conversations early on in the relationship about what's okay and what's not okay.
Because some people might find it unacceptable to have their partner like a celebrity post on Instagram.
Yeah,
most people would see that as an innocent thing, you know, it's not making a difference. But you've got to, as you say, you've got to know what the rules are in your own
situation. You have to know
situation.
What the rules are in your relationship. And you have to be very careful as well. There's a difference between kind of that boundaries, you know, how you want your relationship to look and that healthy relationship. And then where we might see coercive control, where you're using this kind of expectation as a way to control the other person. Mm-hmm. So a boundary is saying, this doesn't feel good for me. I wouldn't like you to text your colleague in work about other things other than work. That's a boundary and you're being very clear and you're saying, look, if this happens, I'm going to leave the relationship. That's not okay for me. Coercive control is different. That's where you're expecting the other person to change. You're intimidating the other person. You're putting in very kind of, you know, controlling expectations and expecting them to change. That's where we have to be very careful when we have this conversation about cheating, full stop, I think. Yeah.
And also, if you are the person who's doing the micro cheating, you can turn around to the partner and say, oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, you're over egging this. You're reading too much into it. That is gaslighting, isn't it?
Completely. And I know we talked about that the last time I was on as well. That's total gaslighting. What that does is it makes the person feel like they're doing something wrong, like they're going crazy, they're overreacting. But at the end of the day, if you don't feel comfortable with that behaviour in your relationship, it's important to call it out. You know, I think I heard Justin Bieber say something along the lines of, you know, even lusting after someone in a relationship or fancying someone is cheating, you know. And then you have the likes of Will Smith, who has a more open relationship. So everybody is going to see this differently. So having the conversations from the outset and ongoing is key, I think.
Rather than trying to give people tips on how to recognise micro-cheating, you need to decide with your partner what's acceptable and what's not.
Yeah, I mean, and some things you might see, for example, is, I mean, it's the classic things like, are they hiding their phone? Are they not being forthcoming about who they're with or where they're going? And, you know, you might even see it when you're out with them. What's their body language like with other people? That sort of thing. And again, one person might be completely comfortable with their girlfriend or their boyfriend, you know, hugging another person or throwing their arm or having touchy-feely behaviour. To another person, that might feel like a complete betrayal. So, you know, it really is about what's going to feel safe for you in the relationship.
But there's a problem if you're not allowed to be friends with
people. Yeah, I agree.
That's an issue, right?
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And that's where, we go back to that idea of the coercive control or of, you know, trying to manipulate somebody into being a certain way in a relationship with you. But absolutely, I mean, we have to be able to be independent in our relationships as well. We have to be able to be ourselves. We have to have relationships that are outside. I mean, relationships become really toxic and really unsafe when we're not allowed to have relationships that go beyond, you know, the couple.
Michelle,
thank you very much for coming in.
Michelle Flynn there on CreeBeog is the name of Michelle's business, and Michelle is a psychotherapist.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.